What up? It's the kid Polo Pool coming to you guys once again with a new episode of the Man Stash Minute. We have powered through various episodes which have been coming to you guys every single day with a dope dose of Black excellence. In honor of Black History Month, we have been highlighting Black prominent figures retelling their amazing stories, some of which are not being highly publicized or silenced through society. Introducing our next highlighted figure, she invented a line of African-American hair products after suffering from a scalp ailment that resulted in her own hair loss. She promoted her hair products, traveling around the country and giving lecture demonstrations, and eventually established multiple laboratories to manufacture cosmetics and train sales beauticians. Her business acumen led her to be one of the first African-American women to become a self-made millionaire. She was also known for her philanthropic endeavors, including a donation towards the construction of Indianapolis YMCA in 1913. Her life was portrayed in the 2020 TV show Self-Made with Octavia Spencer portraying an amazing woman, and it's none other than the great Madam C.J. Walker. So please, stay tuned and enjoy the latest episode of the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
What up, and we're back at the Man Stash Minute, and today we're highlighting the beautiful life and legacy of Madam C.J. Walker. Walker was born Sarah Breedlove on December 23, 1867, on a cotton plantation near Delta, Louisiana. Her parents, Owen and Minerva, were enslaved and recently freed, and Sarah, who was their fifth child, was the first in her family to be freeborn. Minerva died in 1874, and Owen passed away the following year, both due to unknown causes, leaving Sarah an orphan at the age of seven. After her parents' passing, Sarah was sent to live with her sister, Lavinia, and her brother-in-law. The three moved to Vicksburg, Mississippi in 1877, where Sarah picked cotton and was likely employed doing household work, although no documentation exists verifying her employment at the time. At age 14, to escape both her oppressive working environment and the frequent mistreatment she endured at the hands of her brother-in-law, Sarah married a man named Moses McWilliams. On June 6, 1885, Sarah gave birth to a daughter, Aaliyah, when Moses died 2 years later. Sarah and Aaliyah moved to St. Louis, where Sarah's brother had established themselves as barbers. There, Sarah found work as a washwoman, earning $1.50 a day, enough to send her daughter to the city's public schools. She also attended public night school whenever she could. While in St. Louis, Breedlove met her husband, Charles J. Walker, who worked in advertising and would later help promote her hair care business. During the 1890s, Sarah developed a scalp disorder that caused her to lose much of her hair, and she began to experiment with both home remedies and store-bought hair care products in an attempt to improve her condition. In 1905, she was hired as a commission agent by Annie Turnbull Malone, a successful Black hair care product entrepreneur, and she moved to Denver, Colorado. While there, Sarah's husband, Charles, helped her create advertisements for hair care treatment for African-Americans that she was perfecting. Her husband also encouraged her to use the more recognizable name, Madam C.J. Walker, by which she was thereafter known. In 1907, Walker and her husband traveled around the South and Southeast, promoting her products and giving lecture demonstrations of her Walker method, involving her own formula for pomade, brushing, and the use of heated combs. As profits continued to grow, in 1908, Walker opened a factory and a beauty school in Pittsburgh, and by 1910, when Walker transferred her business operations to Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company had become wildly successful with profits that were the modern-day equivalent of several million dollars. In Indianapolis, the company not only manufactured cosmetics but also trained sales beauticians. These Walker agents became well-known throughout the Black communities of the United States. In turn, they promoted Walker's philosophy of cleanliness and loveliness as a means of advancing the status of African Americans. A relentless innovator, Walker organized clubs and conventions for her representatives, which recognized not only successful sales, but also philanthropic and educational efforts among African Americans. In 1913, Walker and Charles divorced, and she traveled throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, promoting her business and recruiting others to teach her hair care methods. While her mother traveled, Aaliyah helped facilitate the purchase of property in Harlem, New York, recognizing that the area would be an important base for future business operations. In 1916, upon returning from her travels, Walker moved to her new townhouse in Harlem. From there, she would continue to operate her business while leaving the day-to-day operations of her factory in Indianapolis to its forelady. Walker quickly immersed herself in the social and political culture of the Harlem Renaissance. She founded philanthropies that included educational scholarships and donations to homes for the elderly, the NAACP, and the National Conference on Lynching, among other organizations focused on improving the lives of African Americans. She also donated the largest amount of money by an African American towards the construction of an Indianapolis YMCA in 1913. In 1918, at Irvington on the Hudson, about 20 miles north of New York City in the Hudson Valley, Walker built an Italianate mansion she called Villa Liuaro. It was designed by Returna Tandy, an accomplished African-American architect. Villa Liuaro was a gathering place for many luminaries of the Harlem Renaissance and was designated as a National Historic Landmark in 1976. Subsequently, Walker died of hypertension on May 25, 1919, at the age of 51 at Villa Liuaro. In 1981, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company ceased operations. A line of cosmetics, hair care products bearing the name Madam C.J. Walker Beauty Culture is available at Sephora retailers. This woman's life, legacy, and patronage showed young queens of our age to always propel forward despite dealing with adversity. She was a boss in her own right, truly captivating entrepreneurship and self-love through her patronage, her business acumen, and intellect. Black girl magic always wins in the end, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the lovely life of the great Madam C.J. Walker. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode as well as the series of figures within Black history. Please continue to listen and show some support. And of course, until next time, Stashers, Polo Paul signing out. Bye.
That's just the last of us apple.